أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا صدق الله العظيم. We continue with the travels of Zulqarnain, and here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another travel, and Allah says hatta summa atba'a sababa, then he followed a path, he followed a road. In the previous two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the west of the world and the east. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about the direction in which he had gone, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ بَيْنَ السَّدَّيْنِ, until he reached the midst of two mountains, وَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمَا قَوْمًا, and he found on the side or behind these mountains a community, a group of people, لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ قَوْلًا, who he did not understand their speech. When they spoke, there was no clarity in their speech. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this community, that despite the fact that he did not understand much of their speech, they were not clear in their speech, but nonetheless there was some form of communication that had taken place. And قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ, they addressed him saying, O ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ, إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, certainly يَأْجُوجَ and مَأْجُوجَ, that is the Gog and Magog, they create mischief, corruption on the surface of the earth. فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا, is it possible that we make for you some kind of remuneration, عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا, that you create, you make between us and them a barrier. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about exactly where this area is, which part of the world. There are some commentators who are inclined to believe that it was in the north that that Zulqarnain had travelled, and exactly where, there is no clear indication in the ayats of the Quran, nor are there any clear indications in the ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as far as that is concerned, one should not commit oneself at all. As far as Ya'juj and Ma'juj are concerned, there are some narrations, some may be weak, they are historical narrations that indicate that they were the offspring of Yafith ibn Nuh. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of us are aware of the fact that the floods that had come down in his era and his time, and that floods were devastating. All those who were disbelievers, they were totally drowned, and hence in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reproduced mankind from the offspring of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam and some of those survivors. Now amongst them there was this one son of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, whose name was Yafith, and there are some narrations, it may be weak, but they indicate that Ya'juj Ma'juj was from the offspring of this Yafith ibn Nuh. So from there we will be very, very clear about the fact that they are human beings, they are not any other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like some people are led to believe. Also we should understand from Yafith ibn Nuh, there were also other human beings that were born, and some were good, and the others made up this Ya'juj Ma'juj. Now with regards to Ya'juj Ma'juj, we discussed part of a hadith of Hazrat Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the month of Ramadan, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the lengthy details of the signs of Qiyamah. One part of that is that after Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had defeated Dajjal, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will command him to go up to Mount Tur. And when he goes up to Mount Tur, this Ya'juj Ma'juj will be let out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this very same barrier that we are speaking about over here. And then they will come onto the earth, they will create corruption, they will drink up the waters of the lake Tabariya, and they will be huge and large in numbers. In certain hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam indicated that out of 10 parts of the entire mankind, one part will be the rest of mankind, and the nine parts will be Yajuj, Majuj. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to come onto the surface of this earth, create the mischief and corruption in that period of time, until Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will make dua. He will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve the people of the earth of this great calamity that has befallen them. And then with the barakah of that dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down a kind of epidemic in the form of a worm that will come into their necks and they will all die. After dying, the stench will remain on this earth, and again Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will supplicate and make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah will answer that dua, and Allah Rabbul Izzat will send down rains, and that rains will clear this earth of all the stench and all the bodies of the stench of the earth. Before that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send down birds, and these birds will have necks like camels that will remove the bodies of the Yajuj Majuj. Then the rain will come, and in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will clear the earth of this Yajuj Majuj. So this will be that community that will ask Zulkarnain with regards to this request, that create this barrier, and they will want to pay him for and remunerate him for all that. Hence he will respond and he will reply, قَالَ مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ فَأَعِينُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا. So he will respond and he will say that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me power of. In other words, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given me insofar as the resources, financial resources included, خَيْرٌ, it is much better. But all I require from you, فَأَعِينُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ, that you help me insofar as your physical help is concerned, and أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا, that I will create between you and him and them a barrier, a fortified wall. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, and that wall will be built between Yajuj, Majuj and the rest of the people. Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.